Kenston, a city of 22,000, doesn't quite have the charm of some of the coastal towns, but it's steeped in history, and these days, revitalization, trying to create a new identity for itself. Granger Stadium has a baseball team again, there's award-winning restaurants and a thriving craft brewery, and the African American Music Trails and the CSS Noose Civil War Interpretive Center delves into the area's rich past. Even though parts of downtown Kinston are prospering, many sections remain blighted. There's numerous abandoned buildings throughout the city, and there's the struggling Vernon Park Mall. However, pockets of potential in the form of vacant lots are prevalent in the downtown area.
Back last year, in 2016, we began realizing the number of vacant lots that the city of Kinston currently owns.
Chris Suggs is the founder and CEO of Kinston Teens and the new initiative that seeks to transform those blank canvases into community amenities.
Which is actually over 1,000, so over 1,000 vacant properties owned by our city government. So we began conversations with our city planning department trying to figure out a way that we can make use of these lots in a way that benefits both the city government and the community at large.
The 16-year-old, bespectacled Kinston native met me Wednesday morning on East King Street near downtown. Suggs started the nonprofit organization Kinston Teens 2 years ago as a way to create civic engagement and community service opportunities for young people. The nonprofit kicked off the Adopt a Vacant Lot program in February with a mission for groups to adopt underutilized spaces in the city and convert them into small-scale farms, community gardens, or recreation areas.
This lot we're standing at now is directly across from the Kinston City Hall on King Street in Kinston. It's a beautiful lot on a major roadway in town, and the possibilities are absolutely endless to what an organization can turn this lot into.
This site, on the corner of East King and South Independence Street, is an open grassy field about an acre in size. Four giant oak trees line the perimeter to my right, and a paved concrete sidewalk borders the property on my left. Ideas have been submitted on how to revivify this space, but Suggs has his own idea.
Considering this is a really large lot, or one of the other large lots we have in this program, I would love to see a kickball field in Kinston. So I absolutely love kickball. I remember playing a lot in like elementary and middle school. So I would love to see us just have a huge kickball field somewhere in Kinston.
So far, Kinston Teens has received 5 applications from local organizations interested in acquiring vacant lots through the program. The timeline for submitting an application to approval is about a month. Groundbreaking ceremonies are planned at a couple of vacant lots in the coming weeks. Suggs says organizations can apply for a grant of $750 in funding from Kinston Teens to buy supplies or get technical assistance for planning.
Once they submit that initial application, our young people review the applications and work with them to finalize like a layout and landscaping plan. Then we submit it over to the city planning department, who actually approves the final application and everything and makes sure there's no liability issues and that this is something that will actually benefit the city at large. And once it's approved by the city planners, they get the ball rolling and they can begin work on their new adopted lot.
There is no cost to adopt a vacant spot, but there are stipulations. No concrete or permanent structures. For a 2-year period, the organization is expected to maintain the property and implement their plans for the lot.
And then after 2 years, though, they can actually apply to receive the lot free from the city of Kinston if it's for a nonprofit purpose or at fair market value if they're doing some type of business venture off of it.
Way down the line, when the property is purchased, permanent facilities can be constructed. Lenoir County Planning Director Adam Short has been involved with the Adopt a Vacant Lot program since its inception.
We really want to do whatever Kinston Teens has as a vision for those properties. I think pocket parks, I could see, you know, community gardens, ways to possibly incorporate neighborhood solar development facilities, things like that.
Short says it's encouraging to see youth excited and engaged in projects that improve the community. He adds, bringing new life to vacant lots makes Kinston more attractive for tourists, businesses, and for people looking to relocate to the area.
With everything else that we have going on, that we can spruce up any vacant lots that we might have, and it would certainly entice folks down the line to invest in those areas.
Kinston Teens has engaged over 100 youth, middle school to college aged, in a variety of community outreach projects, from mentoring at local elementary schools, leadership training, and cleanup projects along the streets in Kinston. The Adopt a Vacant Lot program, Suggs says, is just one more example of enhancing the city, at the same time providing a positive alternative to get youth involved in local community activities.
And it's showing that, you know, despite, you know, the negative things you sometimes hear about our town, that there's lots of great things happening. We have the downtown area booming and growing. We have these lots available in downtown, the MLK corridor, that are just going to do so many great transformations through these projects that, you know, within a couple years, Kinston's going to be, you know, the place to be in North Carolina. So I'm excited about it, and I can't wait to see all this going to come.
Suggs will soon be graduating high school and starting college at University of North Carolina Chapel Hill this fall, where he plans to study political science and sociology. While he's at school, he feels confident the 30 members of Kinston Teens will keep the program going and growing.
You know, even though I'll be, you know, just an hour and a half away, I'm sure that I won't have to have so much of a hand in it because of the passionate young people part of our organization.
Suggs plans to return to Kinston in 2021 when he finishes college. He says he might even run for mayor someday.
There's going to be, you know, probably no more vacant lots in town. That's my goal in 4 years, that all the vacant lots are adopted.
I'm Jared Brumbaugh.